Oh, your mother, now, if she was baking something like biscuits, what did she do to the pan to keep them from sticking?
Well, I suppose, Mary, that she greased them, I imagine, with lard, because I don't believe they used butter so much for cooking back
then. They would probably use lard.
But we had what we call pure lard, hog lard.
Oh, and they would grease them with that?
Yeah. Now, this hog lard would get old and smell a little rambunctious during the hot summer months. But again, my dad had ways of overcoming that. They had what they called, that was pure lard, and then they had shortening. When they first come out with shortening made from cottonseed.
From cottonseed.
And that was better summer grease than the pure lard.
Mm-hmm.
So what my dad would do, he would butcher these hogs and make five or six stands of lard, enough to do us a year. And he'd take he'd decide about what we could use until up until it would begin to yellow up and begin to smell loud. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't anything wrong with it except it was strong.
Mm-hmm.
And say we had we'd make seven stands of lard, and he figured that three of them would do us until the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd take four down here to a friend of his, Mr. had a tremendously big store, and he'd put this pure lard in there and let Mr. sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't take the money. He'd just wait and buy back shortening in the place of it, see, during the summer. So he kept my mother in plenty of good groceries and would look ahead at things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those, I say, the ne'er-do-wells, they'd this is so, believe it or not, but they'd cook with that lard and it would be so rank that you could smell it on their breath, on through their food.
Oh, my heavens, how horrible. Oh, goodness.
That was, again, that was the exception rather than the rule.
Right.
But it actually happened.
Well, if you got lard all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy, yeah, greasy, messy.
Well, it would be, it would be real
greasy, yeah.
It would be. Now, if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, what would you have to put on it?
Before my time, they put briar grease on it.
Oh, did they really?
Well, I've read that.
That's
the only kind of grease they had, but
yeah.
We had, from time I can remember, we've had what we call 3-in-1 oil, machine oil.
Machine oil that you use on that.
My mama owned a sewing machine from the day I can remember, and she had a little squirt can, and that's what she oiled. She took care of the house. My dad didn't mess with that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't mess with that at
She'd
all.
She'd run him off. Nobody messed with her house.
Well, now, with what you burned in the lamps, you said it was
kerosene.
Was that ever called anything else?
Coal oil.
Would that be the same thing? Coal oil and kerosene would be the same thing. Well, then, now, when they first began to have electricity, did they have lamps, or did they just have, like, hanging from the ceiling, just have a...
They had the old, what we call the old drop cord. I'm sure you've seen some of the old green and black mixed twisted wire.
That's what it was.
It had a little rosette up the top that you'd rig up this a thing similar to this right here. And your cord would go in that. And then it'd fasten onto a little, what they called a rosette. Part of it went up and connected to your wires up in your loft, and then you'd take this other part and just kind of screw it in there, and then you had these push and pulls, or the jerk cord type.
And did they have did the bulb look like it does now? Did they have
a lot of clear bulbs back then.
Oh, they did. They had
clear ones.
Oh.
Hurt your eyes something awful.
I didn't know that. They were clear?
Yeah. First ones we had were clear on our Delco system.
Well, did they call them light bulbs like they do now?
I don't know.